Welcome to All Bodies on Bikes, the podcast, where all bodies are good bodies, all bikes are good bikes, and all rides should be celebrated.
All Bodies on Bikes is a movement to create and foster a size-inclusive bike community. So join your hosts. I'm Maggie.
And I'm Marley.
As we explore the complexities of the biking world, help us break down barriers and create the world that we want to see. And don't forget that all bodies really means all bodies, not just larger bodies, but bodies of all sizes, ages, races, abilities, genders, sexualities, and beyond.
Come along for the ride. Hey, it's been a hot minute.
It has been such a hot minute.
I was just creeping on your Instagram. Looks like you just got done with the ride.
I did, yeah.
Where'd you go?
Biked home from work today, but I did the long way home and ran to Trader Joe's and got some stuff for dinner and
nice.
Stopped on the way home and had a little watermelon beef jerky root beer picnic beside a creek, and it was perfect.
That sounds lovely. I miss Trader Joe's so much.
Yeah.
It's like not even funny how much I like. Just now I was thinking, like, what am I going to make for dinner? And then I was like, I'll probably just DoorDash something because I'm an evil, awful person who's too lazy to cook.
I don't think that makes you evil.
No. All right. So what are we going to talk about this week? We don't have any guests lined up. I just got done with Sea Otter. You want to hear about Sea Otter?
I would love to hear about Sea Otter. You've done a few other things recently, I think.
Have I?
Maybe. I feel like I've been seeing you just, you're in your season where you're everywhere all
that
the time.
That is true. That
all
is true.
All at once. Everything everywhere all at once.
No joke. I got to go to Emporia. I was there the weekend of the Unbound Gravel Camp.
Heck yeah.
Out in the bike shop there, kind of moonlighting as a bike shop employee, which was fun.
That's awesome.
Yeah. We did. Okay. So I guess one thing at a time. Let's talk about Sea Otter.
Yeah. Let's start there.
So what is Sea Otter? So I'm so curious, from your impressions of what you're seeing on Instagram, in your mind, what is Sea Otter?
Sea Otter seems like just, I feel like we call so many different bike things a giant bike party, but Sea Otter seems like if you were going to define giant bike party, you would need to go to Sea Otter.
That's accurate.
Okay.
Yeah, it's I think it's the biggest trade show now that outer bike isn't as big as it used to be and inner bike isn't a thing.
Okay.
Those were like previous trade shows, but I think Sea Otter is like the biggest expo. And then there's like a million races happening at the same time. So it happens at the Laguna Seca Raceway, which is, I believe, a NASCAR track.
Okay.
Don't quote me on that, but it's some place where they race cars.
Okay.
I actually got to ride my bike on it, which was really cool.
That's amazing.
But there's like all these campgrounds around it. And so families will come in for the whole weekend. And there's like a lot of mountain biking that happens. There's cross country. There's downhill. There's dual slalom. There's a gravel race. It's also part of the Lifetime Grand Prix. And then there's also a road circuit race. Oh, and there's like a Grand Fondo. There's like a million and a half bike races happening. And everybody kept asking me, well, what are you riding this weekend? And I was like, I'm not. So I actually went out there to help with the Shredly booth. So Shredly is my apparel sponsor, and we officially launched the Marley Blonsky X Shredly collection.
Amazing.
So you've got like some sort of disco fun happening.
I was trying to get my screen on my other computer turned on to give light, and it was like, oh, you want to be watching Disney Plus right now? Absolutely. We will for sure start the intro to this show that then made it look like I was having a rave in my apartment.
Are you watching something good on Disney Plus?
It depends on how old you are. Because I love a show that grown-ups can watch if they want to. I've been watching Milo Murphy's Law.
Oh, okay. I haven't heard of this.
It's made by the folks that did Phineas and Ferb. And
oh, okay.
It's great. It's like, it's the fun kind of stupid, in my opinion. So
I love that. Yeah. I was just listening to a podcast yesterday when I was traveling home from Sea Otter about Bluey. Have you heard about the show Bluey?
I've watched every episode at least twice.
So now after hearing this hearing this podcast, it makes me want to watch it.
It's amazing. You will cry.
That's what I've heard.
It's so good.
Yeah. And now there's like controversy over the last episode about like, is Bluey moving? Is Bluey not moving?
Right. Yeah.
So
I was very emotional about it.
There's an episode where she's learning to ride a bicycle that I go back to every time I'm having a really hard time with something, and I watch it and I cry, and then I get up and I can go do whatever it is that I need to be doing because Ooh. Of how they deal with that episode.
Okay, I'll watch that.
Yep.
I've been facing some fears on the mountain bike lately. Maybe we'll talk about that a little bit later, but back to Sea Otter.
Yes, sorry. My rave lights.
Yeah. So I basically worked a retail booth all weekend long, helping get folks into clothes that fit. It was honestly really cool because it was a similar experience to my first experience with them of like, oh, they're not going to have my size. Like, why would I even try anything on?
Right.
And then it's like, oh no, they have my size and I can try it on and it fits. And like multiple times throughout the weekend, I heard people from the dressing room like, oh my God, it actually fits me. Like, what is this nonsense? So that was really cool.
That's amazing.
Yeah. But the other thing is we did a size inclusion panel. So to kind of celebrate the launch of the capsule, we had four people. I moderated the panel, which has been kind of a fun transition to go from being like the panelist to the moderator of these panels. And I guess that's kind of what we're doing here on the podcast as well. Like, I guess we're interviewing people now instead of being the ones interviewed. Although I like to talk, so I kind of like the one being the one interviewed.
Right.
But we did this panel. It was great. We had somebody from Shimano. We had Meredith Miller from Shimano. We had Alicia Zellner from the Ride for Racial Justice. Ashley Rankin, who's the CEO of Shredly. And then Lauren Kramer, who's a designer with Osprey. And I think I've talked about this, but we did the extended fit bags with Osprey.
Yeah.
So it was just cool to hear them all talk about, you know, what it means to their brands and why they do it and some of the challenges that they face. And it was cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. But then otherwise, just standing around, visiting my sponsors. It's funny because I think for a lot of people, Sea Otter is like a giant party. Where, you know, lots of alcohol flowing, going out at night. And I was so exhausted. I was in bed by like 9 every single night.
Right.
Yeah. Saturday night, tried to go to the Canyon party. And we're like, oh, yeah, the party goes from 7 to whenever. We show up at 9:30 and it's like basically dead. I was like, what kind of party is this?
Right.
But maybe it's because Canyon just announced that they had a huge recall. So people were like, I'm not going to that party.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Okay.
I don't know. But that was my Sea Otter in a nutshell. It was fun. It was a lot better than my first year. I went 2 years ago and I didn't love it. Okay. And now I'm like, okay, I see the appeal of this thing now.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, so that was cool. What else have we talked about? Or should we talk about?
What? That was your event. That was last weekend? Just this past weekend?
Just this past weekend. Yeah, over 420. There's many other places I would have liked to have been on 420.
There you go. Well, living in Charlotte, we have the U.S. National Whitewater Center just up the road. Yeah, we had Tuck Fest this weekend. So that's just like 3 days of competitions and live music and this year rain.
Okay.
But it was pretty cool. They've added some new things this year. One of the events that was new was they called it the Dirty Crit.
Okay.
So it started out on a gravel path that just like runs through the middle of the center, took people off onto a mountain bike trail, then looped them back up onto a gravel path. And then they actually closed down one of the places where they put in the whitewater rafts and built a boardwalk. Including
I think I
this,
saw
like,
your Instagram story of this.
This like sharp curve where people rode up on this wall that they had built in the water area. And they had like, I think, 3 heats for the men and 2 heats for the women. So that was intense. And again, a new event. So, and that was the first crit I've ever seen in person. So it was pretty fascinating.
That's pretty cool. The other thing that I did is I did the Hazel Valley Rally.
Okay. I've never heard of that one before.
It's a super local gravel race. There's only like 500 spots for people. And it's about an hour south of Fayetteville. So I live in Bentonville. Fayetteville is like 30 miles down the road. So this is about an hour south in what are called the Boston Mountains, or excuse me, the Buffalo Mount. I don't actually know what mountains are called.
Some kind of mountains. Okay.
Some kind of mountains. It's all part of the Ozark Range. So not huge mountains, but definitely bigger climbs than we have here. And so I did the short version, but the name of that course was This Ain't Easy, and it definitely was not. So there was, I think, a 65-mile or 60-mile and a 43-mile. Somehow I managed to turn the 43 mile into 46 miles.
Okay,
so
sure.
I missed a turn somewhere, but my Wahoo like rerouted me and I don't know. I finished, but
there
over
you go.
Those 43 miles, there was like almost 5,000 feet of climbing.
Oof.
It was absurd.
Yep.
Like I'm a decent climber. Like I've made my peace with climbing. I'm slow, but I'll get it done. But there was one climb that was 6 effing miles long.
No.
Like I got up to it and it started out with this incredible downhill, like this 4 mile downhill. And
nice.
You know that anytime you have that epic of a downhill, like you've got to go back up. And
yeah.
Unfortunately, it was one of those downhills, like we went down off of a plateau, like a mountain, into the river valley. And then it's like, you know, you're just climbing right back up. And I thought my Wahoo was like made a mistake. I thought it was like 0.6 miles. I was like, oh, maybe I can't see straight. No, it was for sure a 6 mile climb.
Six
And
mile
like
climb.
The first 3 miles probably averaged somewhere between 7% and 10%. So it was just
Ooh.
like a hard climb. After
Yeah.
that, it kind of leveled out a little bit. But like, you know how when you're looking at your Wahoo, and you come up to a climb and it's like yellow and orange and red.
Yep.
And then the green, and you're like, okay, I can climb on the greens.
Yeah.
No, the first 3 miles of this were like yellow, orange, and red.
Yeah.
So I came up with this tactic. I was like, okay, I'm just gonna take it in 1/2 mile chunks.
There you go.
Eventually, that worked for the first mile. And then eventually it was like, I'm taking this in 1/4 mile chunks.
Yeah.
And it took me 1.5 hours to go the entire 6 miles.
Yeah.
Like, and
Oh,
somehow
yes.
during that time, like 200 people passed me because I was not in last place. And then somehow I managed to almost get last place for both distances. So,
You know,
yeah. What's
but
the
you did
longest?
it.
Do you know what the longest climb you've ever done is?
Longest climb I've ever done. That is an excellent question. It would. I do not know the distance. I'm fairly confident I know there's a local to me route that I've done several times, and it probably close to 6 miles. I know because it's over in the mountains near Asheville, and it's brutal, absolutely brutal. And the problem here, Steamboat Gravel always talks about like the champagne gravel.
Yeah.
We have here what I like to call IPA gravel because it's
Okay.
like a little bitter and is going to give you a rough time if you have enough of it. And so
I'm sorry. That's brilliant.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah.
I've worked there's so many. South Carolina has what is it? Virgin Margarita gravel, because you think it's gravel, but haha, it's sand. But yeah, so we don't have champagne gravel here. So my problem with my route that I love to ride is it's a really long, I don't think it's that steep, but it's very long. And then again, you know, the worst part of a downhill is you know there's going to be an uphill. The best part of the uphill is that there's usually a downhill.
Yeah.
But the downhill on this route in DuPont is that I'm like IPA, like,
oh, so it's like you don't even
like
really get
soda
to enjoy
can
it.
size rocks.
Yeah.
Like you can't build up a lot of speed if you are trying to make it home safe.
In one piece. Yeah.
Yeah.
Dang, I hate it when that happens. There's a route like that around here that
Yeah.
The last time I went on it had actually been freshly graded and it was quite a bit nicer than it was previously. So, I don't know. I'm like so curious about how gravel roads are made and how roads are made.
Right.
But I feel like that's just a rabbit hole I need to go down on YouTube, but maybe I don't. I don't know.
It would be interesting, I feel like.
It would be interesting. I feel like because we don't have a ton of stuff to talk about, we should talk about some of the things that are coming up for All Bodies on Bikes.
That seems like a great call.
Yeah. And then folks will know what's happening and then be like, okay, next podcast, we're going to go listen to Ira Glass or somebody who knows what they're doing. I will say, I got to hang out with Shelby from Cleverhood, which
nice.
Was fun. Yeah.
Love
she
Shelby.
says hi.
Love Cleverhood.
Yeah. And actually I think we should probably do a giveaway. She gave me a bunch of like baseball hats.
Oh, heck yeah.
That are made out of dead stock. So they're like totally sustainable.
Yeah.
And I have 2 All Bodies on Bikes bucket hats.
Sweet.
So Check out our Instagram. We'll put up a giveaway next week to give away some of those hats from Cleverhood. And as a reminder, we still have our collaborative efforts going on there where you can get an All Bodies on Bikes branded raincoat.
Yes.
Or rain poncho that are size inclusive. So this episode won't come out until after, but our Seattle chapter is hosting their first mountain bike group ride. So that's exciting.
Okay.
Yeah, but that'll happen before this episode comes out. So I hope it goes well for them.
Yes.
Coming up after that, Kaylee and I are headed to New York, and we would love to see some folks there.
Amazing.
Yeah.
What are we doing in New York?
We're doing the TD5 Borough Bike Tour. Registration for that is closed. However, on Saturday before, we're doing a meetup and social ride. So we're meeting at the Soho REI, so the flagship REI on Manhattan. Nice. We're in Manhattan. I don't know. Do you think they say on because it's the island of Manhattan?
Interesting. I don't know.
New Yorkers, let us know. Is it on
Manhattan? I feel like in Manhattan.
But they're funny because like they'll say I'm online when you're standing in a line when it's like, no, you're in line.
Okay.
So I don't trust whatever answer they're going to give me.
Yep.
coming up after that, our Marquette chapter has their spring kickoff ride.
Nice.
So that'll be on May 8th. Looks like that's about a 10-mile ride. So that'll be quite fun. And Marquette is actually hosting quite a few rides. Next up after that, wait, are you on our events page? You want to go through these with me?
I can be.
Okay. I'm going to wait for you. So for folks following along at home, allbodiesonbikes.com/events. And we keep that as updated as we can when any of our chapters are putting on events. So I'm at the Highland Canal Gravel Ride, which is in Denver. You want to talk about that one?
Almost. I would love to. On Saturday, May the 11th at 9:45 a.m., our Denver chapter is going to be doing a 10-mile no-drop gravel ride.
I just thought that we need to correct that because it looks like they're going from Saturday, May 11th through Tuesday, May 21st, which is not – that would be a very long gravel ride.
They're doing 1 mile a day.
Yes.
Enjoy.
10 days. Not true at all. They're doing a 10-mile no-drop gravel ride on May 11th. And then our Seattle chapter is going to do a group ride, an intro to gravel group ride. They're going to meet a little bit east of Seattle in the Snoqualmie Valley Trail. So that's on Saturday, May 11th as well. Looks like everybody's getting into the gravel, which is fun.
Heck yeah. And then we're moving to May 17th and Marquette is having a coffee ride. Which bikes and coffee are like the best way to start a day.
They're like peanut butter and jelly. They just go together.
They do. So very well.
Yeah.
But they're meeting at, looks like, Velodrome Coffee in Marquette at 7 a.m. Going to do 7.5 mile ride. All of our rides are no drop.
Yeah.
Come party.
Exactly. Yeah. Come party. So,
yeah.
And then after that, my birthday weekend, actually, Kansas City is going bikepacking. And that one is sold out.
Nice.
But I am going on that one and I'm very excited. I haven't bikepacked in far too long. I need to put my rack back on my bicycle and get that ready to go. Because, Maggie, I have a confession to make.
Okay.
I really like panniers.
Okay. That's fine.
I feel like I have to like come out with that because it's like all the cool kids are using all these like sleek frame bags and like bikepacking bags. But I like my panniers.
I feel like bikepacking people very much fall into either the camp of I want storage for all the things or I want to have my stuff and I want to have as little of it as possible.
Yeah. And I fall into that first camp because I like to be comfortable. I like to have my journal, maybe a kite, maybe a swimsuit, maybe a change of clothes for camp to be cute. Yep.
Right.
So just load it in.
And see, I fall in the second camp. If I'm bikepacking, I like to have the least amount of stuff with me. Mm. If I'm just going for like a Saturday leisurely ride, there's going to be a hammock and a kite. And, you know, we'll borrow a dog from somebody and maybe an ukulele. I don't know. There's going to be so many things on the bicycle.
That's so funny. It's like the opposite. actually, on my birthday itself, shout out to Nikki. Maybe you guys should call me and sing happy birthday.
That was the goal. That's the only reason they organized this ride.
Marquette is doing a beginner mountain bike ride, which is really exciting. So that's on Tuesday, May 21st. Again, all of this, allbodiesonbikes.com/events.
Yep.
And then a couple of big events to talk about that are still open for registration. Grounded Nebraska is happening the last weekend in June. It's basically a big bicycle summer camp.
Yeah.
It happens at a pumpkin patch farm. There's camping, and All Bodies on Bikes is hosting a gear closet, which is kind of like a gear swap, where nice. You bring things and take what you want and leave what you don't. And hopefully people can get some good gear, and it's an outdoor and cycling focused gear swap, which is exciting.
Yeah.
And then we've got a couple other ones, but the other big one to talk about is First to Last with Gravel Worlds. And we actually have a discount code to register. If you use the code All Bodies, this is for Gravel Worlds, huge race that happens in Lincoln, Nebraska. This year, we are helping to throw their last place party. So nice. They're working to make sure that every rider from first place to last place is celebrated, and we'll be out there to help them with that. But use the code All Bodies for 10% off your registration. And it's pretty cool because if we can get 20 registrations sold, All Bodies on Bikes will get any additional proceeds from folks using our code. So sign up, tell your friends who live in Nebraska. They've got distances ranging from like 15 miles all the way to 350 miles or something wild. Jeez. Like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Choose your adventure.
Choose your adventure. And then more coming up in the fall. But that was a lot of information. So yeah. Lots of good things happening with All Bodies on Bikes. We're applying for grants. We're still collecting donations. We're doing all the good things.
All the things.
But I guess let's go ahead and wrap up this episode. It'll be a short one for this week. Have you read or listened to anything good lately?
Oh, what have I been doing? I opened a new book. I've checked out like 6 books from the library, and then I pulled one off my shelf to start reading. I don't know why.
Because that's the way it goes.
Exactly. I was laying in my hammock at the Whitewater Center Saturday. Started reading The Wilderness World of John Muir.
Oh.
I figured that would be a great outdoor book.
Yeah.
And just like I had found it at my parents' house and opened it, and a postcard fell out from Banff, Canada. And you can tell that it's like an old postcard, but I know that it wasn't one somebody bought recently. It's like it was originally bought.
Yeah.
And it had my grandmother's name in the year 1955.
No. Oh, that's so cool.
And so that was a really cool moment. And then I got like 2 pages into the book and had already underlined like 17 things. Like, yes. It's just his take on the natural world is, I knew he was good at that, but I hadn't read any of his work, and he's really good at that.
I haven't either. I haven't read much of John Muir. I used to be really obsessed with the idea of hiking the Pacific Crest Trail.
Yes.
And there's like a section that goes to the John Muir Wilderness.
Right.
And I was specifically obsessed with that area.
Yeah.
It's funny. I saw a tribute to John Muir the other day on Instagram that was like, man, if you could only see how bastardized your poetry has gotten. And I'm sorry you got canceled for some weird things you thought about in your 20s and happened to write down. Like, man, didn't you know about password protection?
Right.
It was just a really, really funny tribute to him, because it was all true. Like, acknowledging his contributions, but also some of like the downfall of it.
Yeah.
I just binged a show called Baby Reindeer. Have you heard
Baby
of that?
Baby Reindeer? No.
So it's on Netflix. It's like 7 or 8 episodes long, and it is so, so, so good. It's like part psychological thriller, part drama. It's basically about this guy who's a comedian, who's struggling comedian, and he works as a bartender. And this woman comes in claiming to be a lawyer, but she ends up stalking him. And how it just turns his life upside down. But it just goes to some really interesting places that I didn't know I needed to go to, that it goes to. And it was really good.
So, all right.
Highly recommend.
Baby reindeer.
Yep.
I'm not going to lie. I got really excited because I thought it was going to be about baby reindeer.
It is not about baby reindeer at all. It's definitely about people, but
yeah.
I recommend it. It's really good.
Nice. So,
yeah. Well, this was kind of a funny episode.
Yeah.
We'll get back on track with regular stuff and interviews of people you want to hear from.
Regular.
I know.
Who wants regular stuff? I don't even know.
Nobody does. Oh, I think I figured out what I'm going to have for dinner, though.
Okay, great. What are you thinking?
I'm craving a quesadilla.
Okay.
Which I could probably make myself, but I'll probably go to Taco Bell.
Okay, I was going to say like a high class quesadilla or a Taco Bell quesadilla, which is a different kind of high class.
New Cantina chicken quesadilla from Taco Bell.
Heck yeah. I support it. I'm here for it. I don't do
it often, but sometimes you just got to listen to what your body is asking for.
I mean, I got chicken tenders at 10:30 last night for dinner. So we're all just out here doing the best we can, honestly.
That is so true. Exactly.
Be kind to yourself. Be kind to other people.
Yes. And we're just going to close on that note. So
yeah.
Yeah. Be kind to yourself. Be kind to other people. And
have fun on bikes.
Have fun on bikes. And we'll talk to you next week.
Woo.
This is an All Bodies on Bikes podcast powered by Feisty Media. The show is produced by Maggie and Marley and edited by the team at Feisty Media. Thanks for listening.
Think about everything you take with you on a bike ride. Snacks, tools, a spare tube. It all has to go somewhere, and sometimes your jersey pockets just aren't the right choice. That is where Fierce Hazel comes in. Fierce Hazel is designed to help get you outside, and they make sustainable bike bags for epic adventures. Fierce Hazel is a woman-led accessory brand who makes eco-friendly bike accessories, including ultralight riding pouches, bike wallets, backpacks, and bike bags. Their products are durable, functional, and uniquely designed so you can worry less and experience more. Fierce Hazel is offering All Bodies on Bikes listeners 20% off. That's right, 20% off. Just use the code ALLBODIES at checkout. Go to fiercehazel.com/discount/allbodies for 20% off your purchase. And, you know, honestly, one of the best things about Fierce Hazel is that their products are designed for all types of cyclists. Whether you're a recreational rider or a racer or a bike packer or somewhere in between, they've got a product that will definitely meet your needs. All of their accessories are lightweight, durable, and rainproof, and they're made with sustainability at the forefront. So you can expect lots of upcycled products and really well thought out designs. Again, check out Fierce Hazel today and use the special discount code ALLBODIES for 20% off your purchase. Go to fiercehazel.com/discount/allbodies for 20% off your purchase. Thanks for being a great supporter of the show, Fierce Hazel. Are you ready to embrace your inner Tifosi? Picture this, you fully immersed in your passion with clarity and style. That's what Tifosi Optics is all about. Tifosi, derived from the Italian word for superfan, creates eyewear for those who live and breathe their passions. The superfans, if you will. And now they're inviting you to join the ranks. With Tifosi's innovative design, you can live your passion like never before. Their glide technology ensures a snug, bounce-free fit, while the integrated hinge makes them a breeze to wear without snagging your hair. All their glasses are crafted from shatterproof polycarbonate with lenses that are more than just stylish accessories. They're your shield against glare and scratches, offering unparalleled eye protection for whatever adventure throws your way. And for those intense moments when the sweat starts to pour, fear not. Tifosi's hydrophilic rubber nose pads increase grip, ensuring your glasses stay put through every twist and turn. Are you ready to take the plunge? Head on over to tifosioptics.com, that's T-I-F-O-S-I optics.com, and use the code FM20 for an exclusive 20% off your order. That's tifosioptics.com, code FM20. So don't just watch from the sidelines. Embrace your inner Tifosi and live your passion with Tifosi Optics.